Back Pocket presents Golden Nuggets. There are golden nuggets in every podcast we do. Here are our three golden nuggets. Enjoy.
Transitioning now to one of the staple questions of the Back Pocket. This is usually one of our first questions, and it is, what is your average quality? The framework behind this is something that you do well at times, something that you may not do at other times, but it usually stems from when you try something new. With that being said, what is your average quality?
Well, you know, I've thought a lot about that one. Trying new recipes and tweaking them. Sometimes they're good, but the most of the time, yuck. We've been trying to, I'm supposed to be doing R&D, trying to come up with a new flavor just in case, you know, we want to change and it doesn't happen overnight. So I'm constantly, boy, some of them, of the recipes that I've tried, oh crap, you wouldn't want them.
Some of you can't get out of the bowl.
Yeah, I've had them too.
A couple of them.
It's all good and bad, but really just tweaking recipes, trying new things, trying to come up with a new flavor, because of course I want something totally unique, something totally that everybody wants to do, have another one just like what I have with the one I have. So how do you come up with another one that everybody wants and wants and wants and wants too?
And that brings me back to that, the first time you were able to create the recipe that brought you to where you are today. I mean, how many, could you ballpark how many times or how many different recipe flavors that you had prior to the one that ended up being Dot's Pretzels?
You know, when it was a lot, but that wasn't the whole big issue there. That took me a lot. But then when I went from a couple pans in my oven to doing as they come to us now in 30 pounds, that was another experience and a half.
Yeah.
There, you know, you think mathematically that would work, you know.
It doesn't work.
It does not work. And, you know, we failed many, many, many times till we finally got the recipe to taste the way we wanted it to.
That's a really, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, because it's just like when you think about cooking.
Neither did I when we mm-hmm. decided we were going to go with the 30 pounds how the product comes, you know. And here it was like, oh, crap, you know.
Yeah, it should work, but it doesn't.
And I
have no idea why.
We really had to struggle there for a while because I had stuff out on the market. And here I was trying to do 30 pounds and it wasn't working. And I was a little bit frantic there for a while.
Absolutely.
So, that's when you call yourself failing, going, oh, crap, you know? But I did get it, but boy, it took me a while before we got that down pat. So. That's
awesome. I love that. I love the commitment. And it's kind of like you were failing forward, right? It wasn't necessarily like you failed and you had to go back to the drawing board and everything, but it was
well,
more so.
I could have went back to the 2 pounds and kept, you know, that's what I was doing. When I ran out, I had to go back to the 2 pounds and do that till I finally got the 30 pounds to work.
Mm-hmm.
But it did take me a little while.
So where did the passion for making these pretzels come from? Was it something like, I know you had mentioned like early on, baking these pretzels for someone at a wedding, I think you had said early on, and just kind of these different events where the recipe stuck.
Why pretzels?
Yeah, but why pretzels?
It was worked.
Mm-hmm.
You are
really good.
Okay.
Peanuts and corn, that corn chex, rice chex, and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know. I didn't think anything was that spectacular, but I did that pretzel, and I thought, oh my God, I like that better.
That's a great.
I don't know, maybe because I had that little bit more of a butter flavor that I could get on. I don't know. It just seemed to be better. I was not a pretzel fanatic, I'll tell you that. I always thought they tasted like cardboard.
That's true. really cool content so far, and we're curious if you have any questions for us.
What did you learn from us?
I learned that it doesn't matter what age you are to start a company. Everyone, and that's not a shot at you guys. You guys have brought that to light and have made it so freaking cool, because everyone's looking at the youngsters, the young entrepreneurs, the guys in Silicon Valley, the two 22-year-old podcaster recent grads, you know, the young bucks who are really trying to just get it out there. But you know what? It doesn't matter what age you are. You could be retired. You could be in finances for 30 years and then decide to launch a pretzel company that goes nationwide. Like, I think you guys taught us today that the hustle, the grind, and following your passion is a timeless activity.
Crush that.
All right, sweet. So final question. Thank you. What did you learn today? And it's a simple question. From the time you woke up to the time we're doing this interview now, what did you learn?
What did I learn today? Tell you what. I did I got asked to do a business entrepreneur class up at the college in Minot State. And I learned from going into that. In fact, my husband came along with me, which he wasn't going to, but he did. He was going to sit in the back of the classroom. I said, the heck with you. You're coming up in the front with me. If I have to be up there, you're coming up there too. Because I've never done anything like this before in my life. And it was amazing watching these kids. And I mean, they're not kids. They're young adults. Shouldn't really call them kids anymore. They're young adults. How focused they were on listening to us. I think we were more real than most.
Down to earth.
I was amazed at the questions that they asked afterwards after we were done. They're very intelligent questions. I hope they're listening to this because they'd be proud of themselves. Because it was quite, it was cool to see their heads just nodding. Yeah, that's what you should be, you know? And, you know,
Stephanie has, like,
they were so focused on us.
Everything else, so we don't need to talk to them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was impressed.
That's awesome.
You know, you don't always say you're impressed with the younger generation. But I tell you what, they were definitely intrigued. Definitely were listening to us, especially with the questions that they had. You know, they definitely took point of what we were saying. And that was cool. I think we had definitely hit a few of them that, you know, if I can do it, you know, they're looking at me thinking, oh my God, she's old and she could do this. And golly, I can do that, you know? And, you know, we told them that there is the failures, but you get up again and go. Everybody makes errors. But the thing about making errors and with my employees, they're, you know, they've made plenty of errors, so have I. But the one thing I always ask them if they make an error, did you learn anything? And as long as they can say that they learned something, let's go on. Let's do it better the next time.
No, so Regis Jesuit High School, my alma mater, back in Colorado. I didn't fly back. I just Skyped in, which was an experience of its own. But
are you known as kind of like a local legend there? Or?
Since I grew this mustache.
Oh, because you're looking so good these days.
Yeah, they were like, man, I'm looking like a burglar right now currently. But aside from that,
would,
like,
you say this is the best you've ever looked?
Oh, yeah, this is the best I've ever looked. It's not even close.
And are people like coming up to you like, dude, you look great?
Yeah, people come up and I've had like 4 or 5 people come up and just shake my hand, and they're like, hey, I know this is super weird, like kind of nervous. And they're like, you are so good looking. And like, we love your mustache. It's crazy, dude. I've never had that happen to me before.
But, dude, honestly, I've seen a lot of people come up to you in the other way and just be like, dude, you look like an idiot. Yeah, so, like, I'm just here to, like, let you know, like, you may think you look like you're the best, but honestly, from my end and from other people's end, it could be different, dude.
Yeah, you know, that's aside from that, though, I mean,
this is unbelievable. I never had these opportunities in my life, dude. And like,
were these high schoolers just like fawning over you, or what kind of situation was
that? Yep. So like, it was mainly, they were all, they had me posted as like, hey, come hear this guy speak. And he's an engineer and a podcaster.
Mm.
And so, I spoke to two different classes and they built like 20 kids in each. So 40 total. And the first time I asked the kids both times before I started, raise your hand if you wanted to be an engineer. First class, everyone raised their hand.
So every single person. Just an engineer?
Nope. It was more so just like kids who were good at math and physics and random stuff. It's a college prep school. Okay. It's a student alumni mentor like session, they called it. So, the first one was all engineers pretty much. And then the second class, I asked the same question and like nobody raised their hand. And they were all like super dialed into like how I started the podcast and stuff like that. So,
two different experiences, like talking points.
Right. And what it came down to, kind of back to my storytelling thing, was the first time I did it, I like barely gave them any context to my life. Like I didn't even tell them that I had four younger siblings that all went to Regis or are currently in Regis. I didn't tell them why I chose engineering or what even kind of engineer I was. And then I basically just told them about the podcast and stuff. And that was like a horrible way to do it. But, and then they started asking questions and I finally got those things out eventually. But the second time I did went so much better because I kind of knew that already.
Biggest growth, dude.
Oh yeah. I crushed the second one allegedly. And, both times I actually dropped in, like, I'm just like, when I talked about the podcast specifically, I was just like, it was me and my buddy from college. We played football together and we're just wildly average guys. And I just gave a couple examples and I'm like, and I've grown since then to the point where now I know how to grow a mustache. And now I'm coming to you guys and telling you like how to do this and like what to do. And the whole class just died laughing, dude. And like I couldn't hear anything for like 2 minutes.
Yes, dude.
It was so funny.
Dropping the mustache line, the Movember.
Yeah. Cause I was like, you guys are now like, now I'm to the point where I'm like, having or trying to motivate people and inspire people and do things, and I'm still just the knucklehead with a dirty mustache or something.
Looking like the cat burglar.
Looking like the best I've ever looked.
Yes.
And it's not even close.
Dude, that's awesome. They totally probably hit home your vibes too, because like that's a perfect example. The mustache right now embodies, I mean, I'm always the guy that makes things probably a little more serious than they are, because that's innate in me. We're a comedy podcast, but it's Andy serious.
Yeah. Yo, you're not funny, man. Yeah, did you know that?
I was actually told that recently, and I was like, yeah, you know, I get that. But the mustache is a perfect example of making people feel comfortable trying something new.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you honestly, Deck, you look like a total idiot.
Yeah, I know.
And you know that. But you keep going around saying, I look the best I've ever looked. And it's not just saying like that because you actually do, but because inside you're like, I can do anything. No, I don't care. I can do anything I put my mind to. And it's the mustache is a perfect little tidbit example of that.
The mustache is the mindset, dude. Like in previous years, just to give some background, like it wasn't that I couldn't grow this before. Like if I tried growing this before, it would have worked. It would have been fine. But
sure.
I just started on November 1st. So by the time I got to third week, like November 20th-ish, around there.
Mama Brown comes on.
Yeah, heading on into Thanksgiving and family pictures and Christmas pictures, whatever, right? I show up and my mom's like, get that shit off your face, shave it, boom. Can't even live a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So this year I went no shave October and then just shaved everything except for the stash November 1.
It's a little Just for Men.
Put a little Just for Men in there, which I don't even need because, again, this thing is so good looking.
Silky.
Yeah. Oh, God gave me a great mustache and I just totally soak it. But you brought up a great point. It is like, it does embody kind of the mindset of the back pocket.
The back pocket, Movember. We got it going. The whole house has got it going. I got to shave my face because the beard grew back a lot faster than I thought.
Yeah. Well, so you, on the other hand, is like a totally different story. Like you actually could just wear the mustache all the time.
Yeah.
And people be like, oh, yeah, he's doing that on purpose because he thinks he actually looks really good.
Exactly. It's full. I'm not saying I look good with a mustache. I'm saying it's full in the sense of like the hair is all over my lip.
Just
thick.
Oh, yeah.
Like Burt Reynolds.
You're getting some serious bread up there on that upper lip.
If you really want to hear us dive into this mustache talk, tune into Stationary Astronaut 001.
Lincoln Drink.
And fast forward to minute 120, where the boys from the back pocket.
1 hour, 20 minutes.
Yeah. That's a long time to fast forward. But hour 20, and the boys dive into why the stash is the perfect thing for a networking event.
Yeah, we could get it. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Yep. It was unbelievable.
Should we drop the puck?
Yeah, this has been fun, though. I mean, we have more opportunity now because we only spent 30 minutes with that. But yep. We had a lot of things to get off our chest, to be honest.
Absolutely. So let's trap the puck. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Golden Nuggets. If you want to watch this version of Golden Nuggets, go onto YouTube and search the Back Pocket Podcast. You'll go under that channel and you'll be able to find everything you need. If you want to read the Golden Nuggets, go to yourbackpockets.com. That's with an S, yourbackpockets.com. And go under the tab blog, because that's where you'll be able to read it. If you want to interact with us, go on to social media, the Back Pocket Podcast on Instagram or on Twitter, _the Back Pocket. You know the drill. Interact with us. We love your interaction. Take care.